Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio. I'm Burke Allen, and today we're talking about medicine and the scams that happen in medicine, including in the chiropractic field. And lots of chiropractic management firms have taught the same things for years. You do a certain number of things, and you have the patients come in, and then you sell them a corrective care plan that costs lots and lots and lots of money. And our guest today, California's Dr. Phil Yamamoto, has a new approach called principled chiropractic training that he says can save the patient thousands of dollars each year and, in fact, help them to get better medical care. So welcome to Dr. Phil on WAMS. Phil, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Burke?
I can, and welcome to the show. And let's start by talking about your background. You are a chiropractor, and you've been doing it for how long?
17 years.
Now, in that 17 years, I'm sure you've seen and heard of stories of other chiropractors who have given less than stellar care and have charged way too much money for it. But by stepping out and sort of putting yourself out there as a scam buster within your own field, you've got to feel like the odd man out there. Does that ever make you nervous?
No, I mean, I hold the record here in California for being turned into the board. I have more board complaints than any other chiropractor in California. Last count, it was like 28. Never by a patient, all by other disgruntled, jealous chiropractors. And the thing is that the majority of chiropractors today are going to the schools. Now, I don't blame the chiropractor for working the way they work. It's the schools and the state boards. They're giving these kids a medical school education, and then when they graduate, they expect them to go out and try to practice medicine with a chiropractic license.
Dr. Phil Yamamoto,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Dr. Phil Yamamoto is our guest. If you'd like to talk with him about this, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. You really talk about an awful lot of sort of consumer ripoffs and fraud that happens within your industry. What is it you think that sort of causes that to come forward so much in chiropractic medicine, or is it something that's all across the medical spectrum?
I think it's all the way across the medical spectrum. I mean, I have a friend who's a podiatrist, and he was telling me about how podiatrists rip off the system and let's say a guy has a gangrene foot. Instead of just taking the foot off, they'll take off the small toe, then the little toe, and they'll work up. So instead of getting paid for one surgery, taking the foot off, they'll have six surgeries. They'll take off five toes, so there's five surgeries, then the foot. So I think it's rampant throughout. Wherever there's third-party reimbursement through insurance companies, you'll find abuse and stealing. The majority of my practice is cash. I prefer it that way because I'm independent. I don't have to answer to anyone. I don't have to lie, cheat, or steal to make a living. And if you provide a good service and you make it affordable, what really sets us apart is that what it would cost to go to any other chiropractor for one or two visits for one person for one time, you could come to my office or any one of my offices. I basically kind of franchised my office to like over 100 offices throughout the United States and Canada and Australia, to where you can get adjusted for as low as $49 a month for unlimited adjustments for an entire month of care. No one does that, and it's a win-win. I mean, the patient wins and the chiropractor wins, and it's just a very no-brainer type approach to providing chiropractic at a very reasonable fee.
Dr. Phil Yamamoto is our guest today, and we're talking about his theory of principled chiropractic care that he's now spreading across the country. And if you're just joining us, he mentioned earlier in the interview that he had the record in the state of California for being turned into the board by these other chiropractors who really, really have taken issue with your exposure of scams. And for the most part, you say that it is insurance fraud, insurance scams. I read a story when researching this interview today, Phil, that outside Philadelphia, a chiropractor tried to defraud patients and insurance companies of more than $2 million. Another chiropractor in Alabama tried to bilk them out of more than $3 million. And a guy down in Louisiana, who was the office manager for a chiropractor, charged with 39 counts of theft and insurance fraud. Now, on the other side of things, you say you do direct billing to the patients, and you get them in and out of there for $49 a month. If I'm a chiropractor and I'm used to charging an awful lot more than that, why would I look at what you do?
Because the majority of chiropractors are living a hand-to-mouth existence. They're dependent on third party. They're dependent on insurance. They don't sleep at night. They never can plan. I mean, the biggest gimmick in chiropractic now is this thing called corrective care, where they'll get a person in, they'll do an exam, they'll do the X-rays, they won't adjust them on the first visit, and then they scare you with the X-rays, and they have you come back, and they'll charge you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for 1 year of so-called corrective care, and then after that year's gone, the person's gone. But in order for every person that they sign up and sell one of those plans, they probably have 20 people walking out the door not buying it. So those 20 people are not getting it adjusted, they're not getting the care, and they just kick them to the curb. That's where we fill the void there. Our office is like the other thing that makes us different is that if someone has no money and they're destitute, we will provide them an adjustment. We'll make it possible for them to set their own fee. Doesn't mean that we run a free office, but what it does mean is that if they make the effort to get to our office, we'll adjust them.
Dr. Phil Yamamoto is our guest. He's a chiropractor based in California whose principal chiropractic has taken off all across the country as a whole different way of doing this business. And Dr. Phil, and I hope it's okay if I call you Dr. Phil, you have more hair than the other Dr. Phil I know.
No one calls me doctor. Everyone calls me Phil, and that's another thing that I think has made us, in the position that we have with chiropractors today, is that if you go to a barbecue, for instance, on a Sunday afternoon, and you meet a dentist, and you ask him what he does for a living, he'll 99% of the time, he'll say he's a dentist. Yeah, same thing with a plastic surgeon, let's say. What do you do? I'm a plastic surgeon. But if there's a chiropractor at that barbecue, I guarantee you, probably 99% of the time, you ask him what he does for a living, he will tell you, first and foremost, he's a doctor. And then you have to say, well, what kind of doctor? Then and only then will he tell you that he's a chiropractor. And usually it's something like this. It's like a muffled his mouth, and he'll say, I'm a chiropractic physician. Fantastic. The worst thing that ever happened was B.J. Palmer, who was the son of the founder, they titled us doctor. And it's an attachment. And I always say this. This is what I always say, Burke. I say, the title doctor and a dollar will buy you a cup of coffee at 7-Eleven, but only if you own your own cup.
Yeah.
No one calls me doctor. Everyone calls me Phil or you know, Dr. Phil. But, yeah, you can call me anything you want. I have no ego.
Fair enough. Phil Yamamoto is our guest today. The telephone number is 718-506-1944. Was there a time in your practice, and you said you've been practicing for 17 years now, when you were tempted to cross over to the dark side of this sort of shady billing, or did you do that at one time and then saw the light, so to speak?
Well, the majority of practice management guys out there, they're trying to so-called practice management guys who try to help chiropractors in their practices, teach this corrective care model where you scare the person with the X-rays and you sort of take it on an orthodontics type approach on getting the curve back of the neck. And I tried that for a number of years, and I'd have people come in, and I wasn't charging $3,000. I would charge, you know, $1,800 to $2,400 for a family, and that's still low compared to what most guys charge that do that kind of program. But I just got tired of the revolving door practice, and I said, you know what, I'm killing myself here. I'm going to make it real, real simple. You know, I did some chiropractic missions where we went to Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua. Go down there, all we do is adjust the people, no x-rays, no fluff, no muff, easy. And I said, if we go down there to a third world country, how is it we can't take care of our own people here in America? Why don't we make our own people jump through hoops and walk on hot coals and rings of fire, jump through rings of fire, when we can make it easy? So I made my office like a gym membership. You can come in anytime, no appointment necessary. It's very, very easy. And what happened is I always tell chiropractors and the ones I coach now is that it's not how many new patients you get, it's how many people you keep. If I would have just gotten $10 or $20 a month from every person that's ever been in my office, I'd be making thousands and thousands of dollars every month. But I wasn't, because I was doing the same thing. So I came up with a better mousetrap, basically, or a better method, our practice model, and it makes sense. It makes sense to the regular person on the street. It makes sense to the chiropractors. The only people that don't like what we do are the medical chiropractors who hold themselves out to be treating symptoms, and that has nothing to do with chiropractic. Principled chiropractic basically says that, if you look at your two hands, Burke, on the left side, your left hand represents medicine and medical chiropractors. They only look at you as body only. They take care of symptoms. Principled chiropractic, if you look at your right hand, says we don't take care of symptoms or bodies. We take care of human beings, and human beings are made up of what? There's a body, a mind, and a spirit. There's a life force in you. You can't prove God. You either believe in God or you don't believe in God, and that's what it is with principled chiropractic. We adjust people, and we're just a tool. We just enable them to get into the office, get adjusted, and whatever's ailing them will go away on its own. We have no control over that. And I always tell chiropractors that we don't take the credit when people get well, but we don't take the blame when they don't either. So we make it very easy. It's a no-brainer.
So, Phil, if someone comes to you and they have chronic back pain, you're telling me you would never say, I guarantee I can make this go away. If a chiropractor tells you that and you go in for pain, is that a good signal you need to run in the other direction?
Yeah, any doctor that tells you they can guarantee anything, you got to run. Okay, what I tell people, if someone came in with chronic back pain or whatever they present with, I would say, listen, you can live with neck pain, back pain, and headaches. You can't live with 911 stuff. You know, it used to be that the old-fashioned, traditional chiropractors, the principled chiropractors, would be called the Q word, called quacks, because someone would be stage 4 cancer, or they'd be on their deathbed. And as a last resort, they'd bring a chiropractor in and adjust them. They'd adjust the person, and all of a sudden that cancer or whatever's going on with them go away. Now, did the chiropractor cure the cancer? No, absolutely not. Chiropractors can't cure anything. They can't even cure a headache or neck pain or back pain. But the thing is that we enabled the person's body to do it. There's countless stories, anecdotal evidence that says that people that get adjusted regularly live longer, you know, and you'll live better and you'll feel better, you'll perform better. But no, we don't offer any guarantees. The only thing that we do guarantee is that when you come to the office, you'll get an adjustment at an affordable price, and it'll be fast and easy and quick. We take care of our patients just like our own family members. When I adjust my own wife, my friends, family members, it's not a long process. It's just fast and easy.
Phil Yamamoto has been our guest today. It's just a fascinating subject, this whole new model of chiropractic that you have. Your website again, Phil, is?
It's joinpct.com. Join, like Papa Charlie Tango, .com. It's principled chiropractic training.com, but it's our primary website for chiropractors, but patients can go on there as well. And we also have another website for patients. We don't have all of our chiropractors on this website because before we put them on our website, we have them be with us for at least a year before we stick them on there for the general public to find them, because we want to make sure that they're well trained. But it's unlimitedchiropractic.com. So we have two websites, one for our coaching or or I wouldn't really like to say coaching. It's more like a mentoring where we basically airship my office and put it in another chiropractor's office, and we teach them, we get them away from being called doctor, we get them away from being plain medical doctor, and they use our forms, our methodologies, and the way we do things. And then for the general public, it's unlimitedchiropractic.com.
So if you're a chiropractor and you think, you know, this sounds like the way to go with my practice, and I want to cross over from the dark side, join PCT.com. If you're a patient and this sounds like the way to go for you, unlimited visits, $49 a month to get some help, then that website, again, for the general public is unlimitedchiropractic.com?
That's correct. And just one last thing for chiropractors, Burke, is that oftentimes chiropractors say, well, how can you make any money doing $49 a month? That's the number one thing, because they have to understand that they're kind of brainwashed in school that they're wannabe medical doctors, and they get this medical school education, and they're expected to go out and try practice medicine with that chiropractic license. But the thing is that I always tell people this, chiropractors, who makes more money? The guy who is the personal trainer at the gym and charges $150 per session for training, or the guy who owns the gym and charges $19 a month for membership? And the thing is that I work basically Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I have 6 weeks paid vacation every year. I have a four-day work weekend every weekend. And most of my guys have copied me, and it's a guaranteed consistent income of anywhere from 10 to 25 plus, 25,000 plus a month, every month, and it just keeps coming in regularly, and it's built on a volume of people signing up and paying every month a smaller fee, and our attitude is we'd rather see more people at lower fees than fewer people at higher fees, and it's a win-win for everyone.
And one final question, when you do see a larger volume of patients, do you feel like at all that the patient care diminishes because of the backlog of folks that you have in and out of there?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, what most chiropractors would see in an entire month, sometimes we see in a day, some of our guys see in a day. The thing is that for me to adjust any of my friends or my family is usually under a minute. And that sounds very short, but that's actually a long time, because it's not rocket science. It's pretty easy. When you've done this over and over and over thousands and thousands of times, we're good at it. It looks very simple, but they don't understand that a lot of time, energy, and training went into doing that adjustment perfectly. And the other thing is that we've never had anyone complain about the time we spend, because it's not about the amount of time we spend. It's almost like if you went to a dentist and you said, can you pull my tooth or give me a tooth filling? The dentist could do it in 5 minutes because he's done thousands of them, or he could leave you in the chair all day for 8 hours and come and go and come and go. But at the end of the day, you'd have a filled tooth. So what we do is we're respecting the people of their time, and when they come here, they know they can get adjusted quickly and out the door. But the thing is, if someone is in a state where they're in a lot of pain or whatnot, we spend as much time with them as necessary. So it's not a time thing, but it's individually based.
It's a great concept, and it certainly seems that there could be some application in the rest of the medical world, too. We appreciate you spending the time with us today. Dr. Phil Yamamoto has been our guest. UltimateChiropractic.com is the website. UltimateChiropractic.com. Oh, I'm sorry. Unlimited.
Yeah.
UnlimitedChiropractic.com. And if you are a chiropractor and you're interested in finding out more, join PCT.com.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. Phil Yamamoto. We appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you, Burke. I appreciate you having me on your call.
You bet. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.
Thank you, Burke.